Welcome to Letters to Rising Leaders. It's a podcast series about God, soul, love, and leadership. And I'm your host, Tom Moore. If you're following along in my book, Letters to Rising Leaders, this is week 16, and the topic is The Sojourner. It doesn't take much looking around in this world to recognize all the reasons why we need a new generation of leaders to rise. And we don't just need any type of leader, right? We need leaders of goodness. Goodness doesn't just happen. It takes a soul journey. We have to do the work. And that is why I have referred in my book, in a couple of the letters, I show an image of a ladder, right? I call it the Disciplines of Goodness ladder. It has seven steps. The first step is piety. In our relationship with God, we go deep into our souls and we begin to untangle all the soul knots that are standing in the way of us better appreciating God's purpose for us, His call that is leading us out into a life where we can be a contribution for Him. Now, in that ladder, piety leads to decency, our interactions with others, when we begin to recognize the dignity and equal worth of every human being. Decency leads to civility, especially with those with whom we disagree. Civility leads us into charity, where we begin to see the diverse needs that exist around us and respond to those needs. A nation filled with charitable people is a nation more capable of nurturing and supporting sacred democracy, which balances God's twin gifts of equal worth and free will. And in a healthy democracy, of course, we become more capable of bringing moral clarity to our interactions with the world, which leads us into ethical diplomacy so that we can seek the peace. And then on from there, where by our appreciation and understanding of our connectedness to the whole world and our love of future generations, we begin to become supportive of planet sustainability. Leaders of goodness are needed at every step of that ladder. And in our formation of piety, we have to seek God in the midst of the experiences of our lives. And we sometimes get to the point where we need to go on a sojourn when there's been some shock to the system. You know, when something has happened that has turned our orderly life upside down. Maybe it is that our dreams have been shattered, or we've been hurt by someone we love, or we're questioning our core beliefs, or we've lost someone that we love. At those times, we need the opportunity to get away, to be alone, to sort things out with God by our side. In my life, I've gone on a number of sojourns. My trip around the world that I've spoken about previously when I was 20 years old, took after my second year of college, I took a year off and traveled around the world with a friend. That was a sojourn. Those 7 months were a time of deep self-reflection. So too, that canoe trip that I think I spoke about in one of my episodes with friends, 5-day canoe trip in Algonquin Park in Canada, and falling into the beauty of my natural surroundings, the paddle in the lake, especially that evening when it was just so quiet. And we came back to the outfitter's cabin at the end of 5 days. And I just felt this deep internal connectedness with God. That was a sojourn. I had one weekend where I hiked and camped completely on my own for a whole weekend. My Curcio retreat, where I went for 4 days off into a retreat and had a pretty transformational experience. Those were all sojourns, all a chance for me to sort things out, figure out the questions that I needed to wrestle with in my life. Questions like, you know, instead of who I am, whose I am. And, you know, the question of why did this happen turning into where are you leading me, Lord? I encourage you, if you're in one of those places where you're trying to figure your own life out, to take some time to get away, to get alone, and to go on a sojourn with God. It can be a retreat. It can be a walk down the Camino de Santiago in Spain for that 40-day pilgrimage, or a Jesuit silent retreat. It doesn't matter. But I think if you have that experience, it will enable you to sort of get reclarified, get reordered, and ready to get back into the game of life. The song for this week is called Desert Walk, and it's about sojourns. Robert Berry joins me on instrumentals, and Robert and Kelly Cadillac join me in harmony. I hope you enjoy it.
When Moses led his people out of Egypt for the promised land, but for 40 years they wandered round in the desert sand. The people grumbled at Moses and bucked at God's commands. So you're stuck here in your desert like the Israelites long ago. Your past feels like an anchor and your future's still unknown. And you're asking where is God, 'cause you feel like you're all alone. Get back to the promised land.
Get back to the promised land.
It's here.
It's here.
It's right here where you stand.
It's right here where you stand.
Just turn. Through the wreckage of a life gone off the rails. What to keep, what to pitch, as you ponder what it means to fail. And all the while it feels like you're stuck in the county jail. Get back to the promised land. Right here where you stand.
It's right here where you stand.
Just turn to Jesus, take him by the hand.
Get back.
In the distance there's a rainbow forming in the sky. Shining out forgiveness and love from sweet by and by. Let it knock down the wall of your heart you've built so high. Freedom,
freedom,
freedom will come someday.
Freedom.
Each step with Jesus will speed it on its way.
Freedom.
Feel his love, his truth, his grace as you pray.
Get back
to the promised land.
Get back to the promised land.
It's here.
It's here.
It's right here where you stand.
It's right here where you stand.
Just turn.
Just turn to Jesus. and take him by the hand.
Well, that's it for today. I hope you'll join us next week for the next episode in this Letters to Rising Leaders podcast series. As I say each week, leader of goodness, go in faith to love and heal the world.